billions of dollars, putting aside the $6 billion they paid as ransom for American hostages. So for 3 years, really for 11 years, under both Barack Obama and Joe Biden, Iran has been emboldened to believe that the United States will not stand up for itself or for our allies in the region. It is absolutely essential that we reverse President Biden's Iran policy and that we take a stand against Iran and all of its proxies everywhere in the firmest possible terms.
Tom Cotton, Arkansas, a U.S. Senator. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We'll get you ready for our big 7 o'clock hour. It's going to be huge as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, updates on the war that Israel is waging now against the Hamas terrorists. We'll tell you about what land has been taken back.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update morning edition. But first,
every morning, the president wakes up to a top-secret brief on America's biggest challenges. Ever wished you were in the room? Of course you have. I'm Mike Baker, former CIA ops officer, and I'm here to give you the next best thing. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief podcast. Every weekday, I break down the day's most pressing issues in just 20 minutes. Get briefed. Stay ahead. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
On this Wednesday, many Americans have little interest in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but that is a mistake. The violence over there will affect all of us over here. There are presently three major evils in the world: the communist Chinese, the totalitarian Putin, and Islamic militancy that includes Iran. All three sanction murder and denial of human rights. All three are locked and loaded in order to create violent mayhem. Ukrainian and now war in Palestine create disorder throughout the world. And disorder is the enemy of civilized behavior. When shooting starts, economic prosperity declines. That's your wallet. The Hamas murder spree is not President Biden's fault, despite his opponents wishing it so. Israeli intelligence was ineffective, as was American intel before 9/11. What is Biden's fault is disorder inside the USA, from the border to the drug-saturated inner cities to an astounding lack of discipline in the Biden administration. This country needs clear-eyed leadership and tactical superiority over the evil doers. Please remember that in November 2024. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More from Bill O'Reilly coming up at 8:45 on Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to take a look at the People's Republic of California. We are all divided in so many ways on so many different issues, but I think one thing that we can all agree on, from the left, from the right, smack dab in the middle, the People's Republic of California is all screwed up, and people are voting with their feet. They are leaving the People's Republic of California. There's just no question about it. Craig Huey is an author, a business expert, and a guy that's been around the People's Republic of California for over 40 years. He's been involved in California politics. We'll break down what's wrong about the People's Republic of California. Why is it so screwed up? And can the People's Republic of California be saved from people like Gavin Newsom? There's so much to talk about. We'll get into that coming up in just a couple of minutes. One of the things we're going to also talk a little bit later on with Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on politically in our state. We've got an election coming up, folks. Pat Casale will be chest deep in that. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. I saw you again today. I had to turn my heart away. Smile like the sun, kisses forever, and tales you never made. You lie so loud in the weeds. I bet you wanna ambush me. Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They are coming together in Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and opposition leader Benny Gantz have agreed to form an emergency unity government as well as a war cabinet. Israel carrying out intense bombardment of the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City. The BBC's Rushdie Abu Alouf is in Gaza, says the devastation is everywhere.
Very quickly you can see the scale of destruction in this neighborhood. It's called Rimal neighborhood. It's the economic hub for Gaza that has been completely targeted. Many buildings were destroyed. Behind me is the 11-story building that was knocked down 2 days ago. Israel said they have carried out 200 airstrikes targeting the Hamas infrastructure. In fact, they hit many buildings, government buildings belonging to the Hamas-run authority, but the civilian homes were completely affected and some of them were completely destroyed.
This is Israel's response to Saturday's brutal terrorist attack, and terrorist rockets continue to target Israel. While leaving out any mention of Iran, President Biden is pledging support for the Jewish state.
The president strongly condemned the sheer evil of the assault, comparing Hamas to ISIS terrorists, and he reiterated America's commitment to Israel's security.
The United States has Israel's back. We will make sure the Jewish and democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have.
Mr. Biden added that he has no higher priority than the safety of Americans being held hostage. White House officials acknowledge there are citizens unaccounted for, but they don't know how many may be hostages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wholesale prices rose 2.2% last month, year over year. That is the sharpest rise in 5 months. On Wall Street, the Dow up 64 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Corporate terrorism at its finest. That's how MGM Resort CEO Bill Hornbuckle described the September cyber attack that crippled the casino giant for 9 days. Hornbuckle made those comments at the Global Gaming Expo, where he was the keynote speaker. During a question and answer segment, the head of MGM Resort said he wouldn't wish what happened to them on anybody, adding the cyber attack was devastating for a couple of weeks. The September 10th cyber attack took down the company's computer systems and crippled MGM operations across the country, as well as focused here on the Las Vegas Strip. Hornbuckle made it clear MGM did not pay a ransomware demand from those hackers. The Whole Foods market on West Charleston and Rampart moving. The company would not say when the Fort Apache location is closing, but the Howard Hughes Corporation, the developer of downtown Summerlin, has just announced it's building a new outdoor retail and entertainment center that Whole Foods will anchor. That new retail center will be at West Sahara and South Town Center Drive, expected to open by early 2025. The pain at the pump, it seems to be easing. The average price for a gallon of regular gas here in the Silver State on Monday was $4.89. That's down about 20 cents from last week. Local energy experts say Southern California refineries back at full capacity and lower winter blend prices have contributed to the lower pump prices here in the Southern Nevada area. No big winner in Monday night's Powerball drawing, so tonight's top prize, it'll be worth $1.73 billion. If you take the lump sum, that would be $756 million in cold hard cash. That would be the second largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. The odds of winning, one in 292.2 million. As always, yes, gotta play to win. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Really having a hard time getting in from the Northwest Valley right now. The accident was on 95 southbound before Summerlin Parkway. Looks like they've got the lanes reopened, but damage was done. Still slow back toward Craig Road still on 95 southbound, again approaching Summerlin Parkway. New accident at the south end of the resort corridor on I-15 northbound at Russell Road. Moving along safely, though, on the Beltway so far this morning. Sunny and cooler today. Afternoon highs only getting into the low 80s. It's 66 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. That's what we do every day from 6 till 9. Don't forget Bill O'Reilly coming up at 8:45, Clay and Buck at 9:05 right here on AM 670 KMZQ. We are a divided nation. There's not a lot that we all agree upon. There are no universal truths out there. But the one thing that I'm finding, especially from my friends on the left, is that there is general agreement that the People's Republic of California is all screwed up. And the big question is, how do we fix what's wrong in the People's Republic of California? They're moving out. They're coming to places like Nevada. So this is important to us. Craig Huey is an author, a business expert, and a political commentator. He's been around California politics for over 40 years, and he joins us now. Craig, first of all, thanks for joining us, being a part of the program today. Really appreciate it.
Kevin, it's great to be with you.
We know that the People's Republic of California is all screwed up. Do the people mm-hmm. that live and work there, do they realize it?
You know, there's kind of a darkness, almost as people being oblivious to what's going on. The rules, the regulations, the taxes that are imposed upon the people of California are oppressive. They stifle business, they stifle opportunity, and yet people kind of just accept it. But, you know, more and more, just like you pointed out, are leaving. You have 5.5 businesses a week leaving of entrepreneurs and small businesses. You have large businesses like Charles Schwab and Oracle all leaving California. You have a massive exodus, yes, to Nevada, to Arizona, to Tennessee. You have people who are waking up. The major wake-up calls was the lockdowns and the church closures, where you have, you know, 20, 30, 40% of a church disappearing because they left California. And so we have today a governor who wants to be president, who is doing everything he can to position himself for president and bring the socialist policies of California to the entire United States. And people are underestimating the ability and the power that Gavin Newsom has.
You mentioned Gavin Newsom. There were reports that he might appoint himself to the Feinstein U.S. Senate seat. He did not do it. What did he come up with as an alternative?
Yes, he was very, very strategic. What he did is that he made an appointment, and this appointment, LaFonza Butler, nobody's heard of her unless you're a Democratic activist elitist. The insiders that are really involved in running behind the scenes of the Democratic Party of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, these people all know who she is. And he was smart, he was strategic, and it was surprising what he did in appointing this woman. The left, the radical left, had been celebrating this, but they kind of get it wrong. What they've been celebrating is that she's a black woman. She's the first openly LGBTQ plus lesbian senator. But the right's getting it wrong, too, because they've been focusing upon the fact he appointed somebody who was living in Maryland and registered to vote in Maryland as a California senator. And so he's gotten pushback on that. But behind the scenes, what he did was not only secure the black vote, secure the radical left support, He secured a activist, a major fundraiser, a major organizer, a major supporter of Gavin Newsom to be his voice in the U.S. Senate. And so behind the scenes, you have somebody who came into California back in 2009. I saw her work. She organized the powerful SEIU union of 400,000 people, taught them how to do ballot harvesting, taught them how to control California politics. And during that time, she made all the contacts with the Silicon Valley for fundraising. So she's a top organizer and a top fundraiser.
I imagine Adam Schiff, Barbara Lee, and others that are vying for that open seat, I would imagine they were none too happy with the governor. How is he keeping the peace with those folks?
Well, they're trying to be polite. And so for your listeners, they may not have heard of some of these names, but basically what you have is a U.S. Senate race with, the infamous Adam Schiff running, Congressman Adam Schiff, and he's running against a Elizabeth Warren-type Congresswoman, Katie Porter, and then a socialist, Republican Barbara Lee. And all three of them are in the race for U.S. Senate, working hard to be the nominee, and Porter and Schiff are neck and neck. They're almost tied. And so this was a very close race. And now LaFonza Butler, the new senator, is probably going to run, and she'll be able to defeat all these because she'll have the Democratic Party support, she'll have the union support, she'll have the money, and she'll have the influence of being a U.S. senator and wipe these three candidates out. So they're not happy at all. They're hoping and praying that she's not going to run for a full term in 2024 election. But I think they're going to be disappointed. I think she's going to be in there because she's a strategic ally of helping Gavin Newsom in his positioning for power in the Democratic Party.
So how does Gavin Newsom toss the current president overboard and activate his own campaign for president? How does he do that?
Great question. And here's the thing. You understand, Kevin, Gavin Newsom, he is so strategic and he's smart. You know, he used to have his own on a progressive television network that was like MSNBC on steroids. He used to have his own TV program, and if you watched him, it was intelligent. He was sharp. He was able to understand conservative positions, moderate positions, and be able to adjust his arguments and listen carefully and be powerful and articulate. And what he's learned is to be able to, talk fast, throw out falsehoods, lies, distortions so quickly. If any of your listeners saw Sean Hannity trying to interview him a couple of times, and Sean tried to give him pushback, tried to fight with him, he ran all over Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity had no chance of trying to uphold a conservative position or attack him for the failures in California, because this guy is so articulate. And so he is part right now of what's going on, that if Biden at the Democratic convention is not nominated, Gavin Newsom would hope that he's going to be the new vice presidential candidate with maybe somebody like Michelle Obama becoming the presidential candidate, or it'll be Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom.
Are there going to be any more candidates for the U.S. Senate seat currently open in this election? We've been hearing about Steve Garvey and all kinds of different people. Anybody else that's probably waiting in the wings?
No. The fact that Steve Garvey has announced that he is going to get into the California Senate race could be a good thing for the Republican Party. I have not seen where he stands on different issues. He could be like another Arnold where, it's going to be a moderate or a liberal type of race. His Republican opposition in California is like most Republican opposition. They have no organization. They have no money. They have no hope of winning. They're simply putting themselves and their name on the ballot. And in California, with a vote-getting system where the top two vote-getters are the ones that will be the candidates, it's very likely that the Democrats will be running two candidates. But Steve Garvey's kind of a wild card in there. He's got name recognition. He'll get a lot of publicity, and he could come in number two.
An expert on the People's Republic of California, Craig Huey, joining us. He is active in California politics for, over 40 years. The big question, and in our final couple of minutes, can the People's Republic of California be saved?
Good question. The California, as long as the SEIU and the unions are in control, the answer is no. The union has to power has to be broken. The second part of it has to be the Republican leadership in California. That has to change as well. And part of that has to do with learning how to do early voting and ballot harvesting. And then the third component, the secret weapon that the Republicans have, is if they would activate the evangelical churches in California so that the churches would actually do ballot harvesting. They could take back California in an alliance with the Republicans if the pastors and the evangelical Christians actually stood up and said, enough is enough, we're going to vote our values, and we're going to do church ballot harvesting. They could win the elections and turn California around.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. The big question is, you see the smash and grabs, and you see all the crime. People are leaving the People's Republic of California. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, Craig, and getting some of your expertise on California, where can they go? How can they find you?
They can go to CraigHuey.com, CraigHuey.com.
Very good. Craig, thanks so much. Really appreciate your expertise. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin.
Craig Huey, author, business expert, political commentator, and an observer from inside the lines, so to speak, the People's Republic of California. Stay where you go. Stay where you are. We're going to bring on Marla Letizia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby, coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. We'll also let you hear from the president yesterday, a part of his speech that did not mention Iran or Hezbollah. That is unforgivable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a